Wake Up Call continues, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. You can log on and listen on WTLS's website, 1300WTLS.com. And you can watch a live video here in the studio where you can see Billy Welch right now on Tallahassee Times TV, TallahasseeTV.com. Not just Billy Welch, but the world champion, Billy Welch. How you liking that sound? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Well, tell us, and we're talking dominoes here. You are the world champion dominoes player in the singles division. Got to go down to Andalusia. The Rotary Club down there puts on a tournament. And you said last year you were the champion and partners in the two-man event. What's that like? You kind of come down to earth here since winning that this past week?
Oh, yeah. That's the first time I'd ever done that, and I beat the guy that won it the last 3 years, and I was really wanting to beat him, and I had a lot of them pulling for me. But he's a real good domino player. I've never seen nobody actually as good as he is. He plays dominoes for a living. That's all he does.
How can you do that for a living? Do people pay you to come and play events, or he makes money everywhere he goes?
It says he plays on some kind of domino circuit.
Yeah.
And then he says he plays every day at the club for money.
What's the payday for you? Do you make money? Is it a trophy only? What's the deal?
I got a trophy plus $3,000.
$3,000, huh? Well, if you can win those every week, but they don't have them every week. You got to find that circuit he's on, huh?
Right.
Did you play the singles last year?
I played the singles last year, and he beat me last year.
Runner-up, or you just lost to him, and he ended up eventually winning?
I never did make it. He beat me. I never did make it to the finals or any money last year in the singles. He beat me right close to the start of the tournament. If you win your first game and lose your second game, you're out.
So it is double elimination.
No double elimination.
Once you lose the first one, you're done.
Yeah. Right. If you lose your first game, you can go to consolation. Then if you win your first game, lose your second one, you're out. But you lose your first game, you go to consolation. If you lose your next one, you're out.
Huh, okay, so it is a little different than that. I'm curious because I would ask what's the difference in singles and partnered or doubles play. But I guess I better ask, what is basically dominoes all about? Because Shane and I really, about that this morning. We really don't know, except you set them up and you knock them down. I guess that doesn't necessarily mean what you're doing here. What is the objective, if you can kind of put it down in layman's terms for us here?
Well, the main thing in playing dominoes is counting and control. Like if you're on 1-1, you draw 7 dominoes apiece, then you got 14 in the barnyard. And the first double that hits the board is the spinner. If it's you shuffle the dominoes, and the one that gets the high domino goes down first. You can go down with a double first if you want to, or something like we play double sixes. So you can go down with 6-4 if you got it, make 10. Mm-hmm. But still, the first double that hits the board is the spinner. That way you can play off each end on it.
And you're just alternating turns if you've got a partner. Is that basically what you're doing?
Right. If you got a partner, yeah. Main thing you need, that's where the control comes in with the partner. Main thing is counting and control. A lot of people just play and think counting is the only thing to do, but you got to know actually when to count and when not to count.
If you got to be good at math, I mean, is that very important?
You know, several years ago, a group from Kansas City, they claim they teach dominoes in school. They brought a busload of young kids down there because they say that it helps them in math.
If I bring Rain Man in counting cards, you think he could count dominoes just as good?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Now, how many championships as doubles did you have? Just one, or was it more than that?
Just one. I played for the championship 2 years in a row in the doubles, and one year I drawed a guy from Wetumpka, and we got beaten. And next year, I drawed a guy from Mississippi, and we played for the championship and got beat. But I won the state championship back when they used to have it in the singles and doubles too.
Well, so you draw. It's not that you pick. You actually have someone, like a random drawing, that ends up playing with you?
You draw a ping pong ball for a partner. Huh. You, You used to could kill your partner, but there was so much cheating going on, they stopped that.
How do you cheat in dominoes?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
That's easy. You can, I caught one guy I was playing. You draw seven dominoes. You're supposed to put your dominoes on the table. And this guy was putting them in his hand, and he was from Texas. I went out, and he passed, and he drawed to the barnyard. Then when I dominoed, he just had one domino. I asked him, where was his other domino at? And I said, you passed on the down. You have to have two dominoes. He said, I must have just drawn six. Well, the judge come over to the table. That's a 50-point penalty for not drawing enough dominoes. If you overdraw or underdraw, that's a 50-point penalty.
What is a high score in dominoes?
We play 250.
Okay.
250 per game.
You know, it sounds to me, and I don't know much about poker either, but, you know, it's they say, you know, it's somewhat a game of chance, but the same people always win, so it's got to be a lot of skill in this. Is that, would you say it's one of those where, you know, you got to get the right kind of dominoes, but there's a little luck in there, but obviously if the same guys win it, like you and the guy you competed with, it must be a good bit of skill.
Right. You got to go draw good hands, but you got to know how to play them too, because if you get, you know, like seven doubles in the deck, and if you draw, say, four one hand and five and next hand, well, you're not going to win most of the time. Now, the fives, everybody plays dominoes knows the fives are really what counts the most. If you can draw a good hand of fives and get a good lead, well, which sometimes it'll work with ones or twos or threes, anything. But if you can draw as many as fours, five of a kind on your down, and you usually work them pretty good.
Now, you're from real, you live over in real town. Right. People around Tallahassee know you. Billy Welsh, we're talking to here, the world champion of dominoes. When did you start playing dominoes? Is that something you've known since a young age, or did you pick this up later in life?
I started playing young. I was raised, I was raised on Skinnakle in Tallahassee.
No, I know. I lived over at Skinnakle myself.
All right. And I went to first and second grade in Tallahassee, and we moved to real town. And the boy across the street, about my age, I was a little older than him, we used to play together. And his dad played dominoes at a store in real town where he used to play. And I used to go over with him and watch his dad play. And I got interested in it. And every chance I could go over there, I'd sit on a nail keg over there and watch him play. I'd sit behind him every time. And God, this went on for months. And one day they didn't have enough in there, and I've been watching this going on for several months. And he let me play with him, and actually we won. And I was about 8 years old, and I've been playing ever since then.
Are you better now than you were when you were younger?
Yeah.
Are you as good as you've ever been now, do you say, or you'd reach a peak at some point and you just can't get any higher than that, or what?
I probably, you know, didn't reach my peak, yeah. I know back when I was young, I had a cousin, Elijah Cohen. We used to play a lot together, and Elijah's about 2 years older than I am, but God, we could beat all the older guys up there if they let us play them. But back then, because this went on for several years, and but they played a different style of dominoes back then than they do now, but it's still all just alike.
Yeah. Did you play at the old rec center that was in East Tallahassee?
Right.
I remember they would be playing in there when I was a kid running around, and they'd have to run us off.
That's where I had the most fun playing at what we call the old theater building in East Tallahassee. They was probably, we had the bunch from Liberty City. It came down, and they was probably 40-something of us back in. But up at the club now in Carville, there's just about, there's less than 15 of us left now.
You're talking about next to the Fantastic Ford over there, that little building?
Right.
And how often do you guys play?
They play every day, Monday through Friday. I start about lunchtime. But as a group, us just play on Monday night and Tuesday night. I play nearly every Monday night and Tuesday night. I hardly ever play during the day.
Is that enough for you? Or are you kind of – how much of a thrill is it to play this game? How exciting is it?
Oh, I love to play. We just play doubles. Actually, when I played this guy for the championship in singles, I hadn't played a game of singles from the year before when I played an Andalusian single. We never play singles hardly here.
How big a sport is this? And I guess you would call it a sport, I guess, or it's a game. What is it, a game or a sport? Well, I mean, what qualifies that? Is it, Shane, we talked about that before. Do you have to have athletic ability, or is it obviously a skill involved?
Obviously,
yeah. But I mean, is this a growing thing? I mean, dominoes have been around for a long time. Or is it? What would you say about the sport itself?
I'd say, well, it looks, you know, there's a lot of people playing in Alabama, but it looks like what the people are coming down, it's really going strong in Mississippi and in Kansas City, and they have some real big tournaments in Texas, too. Seems like some of those states are really into it more than Alabama is.
Do you play that one in Andalusia only? Is that the only one you'll play every year?
Well, I used to go to some scattered tournaments around, but they don't have as many as they used to. I see where they fixed to have one in Ozark at the end of August, but some of the guys said that the last one they had, they didn't have that bigger turnout because they didn't give away that much money. But it's, you know, I know if the entry fee is not that much, if they're trying to make money for something, you can't give away that much money.
What is an entry fee usually? What is it in Andalusia?
Andalusia is $30 per person.
So they had to, I mean, to give the $3,000 away, they probably had a lot of players. How many players would you say were there?
Well, they probably, in the singles, they're somewhere between 100 and 200. But they have some big sponsors down there that donate a lot of money.
How far away did they come to play this tournament?
Well, the two guys that beat us in the doubles, they won the tournament, and both of them was from Oklahoma, and like I played one guy from in the singles from Texas, played one from Oklahoma, played one from Mississippi, and got and asked all of them where they was from, but they come from I think the farthest player we ever had, it was a guy who used to come down from California each year.
You ever get the guys together on that Monday or Tuesday night and say, look, let's not play tonight. Let's just stack these things up. We got a lot of dominoes. Let's just start this domino trail. You ever done that before?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be playing tonight. Yeah, I'll play Monday night. We'll
do it for us, would you? Yeah, our kid, that's a kiddie thing, I guess. That's what our kids have, dominoes, but they, you know, don't know the game. I guess maybe that's something we can learn.
Yeah, you're talking about stacking them up. American Got Talent, you know, they got a guy on there now stacking them dominoes, doing all that thing.
Yeah.
We used to have a guy, they had a guy before the tournament started in Andalusia. He would come down, and it would take him as long as 8 hours to set the dominoes up before the tournament would start to do all those tricks with dominoes. I remember years ago, Barry Bryant came to the tournament and played twice while I was there.
That must have been a treat. You didn't get to play him, did you?
No, but he sat next to me one time and I watched him play.
Was he good?
He was playing Jerry Clower, actually.
No kidding.
He came down, and that was usually a big thing for those two to get over there, because they was talking about when they played football against each other.
Yeah, Jerry Clower played football at Mississippi State.
Right.
Coach Bryan at Alabama.
Right.
That must have been something to just sit next to those two. Huh?
Yeah, right. And Jerry was telling himself, I'm on beaches. Said, you know, when I played for Mississippi State, how good I was at football. I said, I'm going to beat you at dominoes.
Who won?
Well, I never seen the end of it, yeah. They just.
Now, the stories those two could tell.
Oh, I bet that was a fun day just watching those guys. Huh? Well, we wish you all the best with I guess you got a championship to defend now. I know you'll be back next year and continue to play on those Monday and Tuesday nights over at the Domino Club in East Tallahassee. Billy, congrats.
Yeah, I wonder if do the guys ever give you a hard time, or will they give you a hard time if they beat you going, well, you know, I just beat the world champ.
Sometimes that goes on, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who are some of the guys that play with you?
Like tonight, mostly it'll be Leon Bush, Jerry Hale, Don Jones, Ray Side, you know, used to be chief of police.
Oh, yeah.
He comes down. And Shelby Cullors, he plays sometimes on Tuesday night. And sometime Billy Henderson will stop by. But that's about the only ones that play on a Monday and Tuesday night.
Y'all been making any wagers?
No, we really don't. Not at this.
If you did, you wouldn't have told me, I bet, either, would you?
No.
Yeah. Well, Billy, congratulations once again, and we hope to bring you back next year if you win another championship, all right?
That'd be nice.
All right, congratulations. Billy Welch. Domino Theory of Love.